It's Word Stage, a celebration of the fascinating world of storytelling, featuring the very best storytellers and spoken word artists. Have you ever heard the expression, "That's a bunch of baloney"? Walt Belcher, originally from Greenville, South Carolina, began his newspaper career at the Greenville News and spent 35 years at the Tampa Tribune in Florida. After discovering oral storytelling, he joined the Florida Storytelling Association's board and has been a teller at the Florida State Festival since 2019. So here's one of his very own true life stories about a dog that loves to eat bologna.
Back in 1970, I was fresh out of college and working as a rookie newspaper reporter for the Greenville News in upstate South Carolina. I was always looking for a good humor piece. We called them brights. Those were short news items that would bring a smile to the face of the reader. One day I heard tell of a talented dog that hung out at the old Hester store, north of Easley, up near the mountains, at a crossroads in the middle of nowhere. The store was old in 1970 because the Hester family had opened it in the 1890s, and the Hesters were still running it. It was a two-story clapboard building with a stone facade. The Hester store was the kind of place that stocked everything from canned beans and dry goods to fresh meat. The owner, Frank Hester, he was a tall, lanky fella. He liked to wear a big old white Stetson hat and a white butcher's apron. I went up there with my camera and my notebook to check out this dog. Now, Frank knew I was coming, so he had a crowd of locals gathered to watch. I found him standing behind a long, white, refrigerated meat counter. It had a glass front. He sold various cuts of meat by the slice. "The dog's name is Pearl," said Frank. "She's been trading here since she was a puppy." Pearl was laying on the floor next to a potbelly stove. She was mostly a hound dog, white with black spots. Her ears perked up when Frank said her name. Frank told me a story that when she was a pup, she would bring in unshucked ears of corn that she had picked up out in the fields. She would trade them for meat. She would put the corn on the counter and wait for Frank to cut her a slice. "She's partial to bologna," Frank said. "I like bologna, too. Bologna's a mix of odds and ends. Scraps of beef, chicken, turkey, pork." Best not to ask which odds and ends are used. Pearl was like bologna in that she, too, was made of odds and ends from other dogs. Now, Frank explained that somewhere along the way, Pearl learned the value of money. She stopped bringing in the corn and started trading with cash. He leaned over the counter and whispered, "Give her a dollar and see what happens. I'll give you the dollar back. I don't want her to hear me because she's got her pride, you know." Well, I pulled out a dollar and Pearl jumped up. She grabbed that out of my hand with her mouth. She went over to the meat counter and put her front paws up on it and looked down at the bologna. "You want a slice, Pearl?" said Frank. He winked at me. He put his butcher knife at the end of the bologna log like he was going to cut a thin little slice. Pearl whimpered, kind of pitiful-like. "Oh, you want more?" Frank asked. He smiled kind of sly-like and moved the knife back for a generous cut. Pearl opened her jaws and let the dollar drop. Frank tossed her the hunk of meat and she gobbled it down. She went back over and laid down beside the potbelly. "Nice trick," I said. "Ain't no trick," said Frank. "Pearl knows money. You can give her a $2 or a $5 bill and she wants a lot more. You can't fool her. She won't take play money, monopoly money, or any kind of paper. It has to be the real thing." "You always give the money back?" I asked. "Well, if it's a stranger," Frank smiled. "A tourist or a traveling salesperson, I might keep the dollar." "Well, what happens if someone gives Pearl a 10 or a 20? I asked. "Oh, I can't refund that," said Frank. "Besides, you give her a 10 or a 20, and she'll run out the back door and hide it somewhere." We all had a good laugh. I got that story on the front page of the Greenville News. People came from all around to see Pearl. She was famous for a week or two. I don't know what became of her or the money she might have stashed. I left the paper. Years later, I heard that Frank had passed away. The store went up for auction and had sat for 30 years vacant. Finally, some local folks tried to preserve it, got it registered on the National Registry, a genuine example of an old country store. But I think there should be a monument to Pearl. She was the hound that knew the value of money, but she spent it on bologna anyway.